your cat the ability to disappear gradually until only its smile was left. It is said of the Kilkenny cats that they got into furious fights and devoured each other, leaving only their tails. The story dates from the 18th century. Okay. So it's about, it's nearing the top of the hour, coming up toward 9 o'clock. This is KDVS 90.3 on your FM dial. I'm Sage Rush. The show was Let Us Listen. And now we have another show that's starting in about a minute. And that show is...
What's the name? Title 9 Arena.
Title 9 Arena. That sounds like a new show.
I know. It's been since spring. Spring quarters. Relatively new.
Good deal. Title 9 Arena is about to start. So I hope you enjoyed the stories. And folks, have a good day. Okay.
Goodness. Hello, cool cats and kittens. I am DJ Squidward. This is 90.3 KDVS Davis, and you are listening to Title 9 Arena. The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. I am so excited to be back here. I was gone all summer back in New Jersey. And I was able to attend not one, not two, not three, not four, but five soccer games over the summer. I went to four New York, New Jersey, Gotham games. Those were really fun. I got to stand in the fan section with all four games. And then I went to a U.S. Women's National Team Olympic send-off game with my friend against, we played Mexico. And we beat them 1-0. That was really fun. I got to meet the 99ers as well. I got like a signed card from Tisha Venturini. Got to meet Joy Fawcett. I got to meet Mia Hamm, I think. Yeah, I got to meet Mia Hamm. That was really fun. I also won a signed cleat from the 1999 World Cup from Joy Fawcett. That was also really cool. They also all signed my hat. That was really nice. But I do not have a lot of time to yap about my summer because so much in the women's sports realm happened over the summer that I must cover today. It's going to be a little bit different than usual if you are a like frequent listener of the show. Instead of covering the recent sports news, I am going to be covering the Summer Olympics because a lot has happened over the summer with the Olympics. I have like, four note cards full of things that happened over the Olympics, and hopefully I can get this done within 20 minutes, or I guess the next 17 minutes. So let me start now then. So the U.S. ended up winning the Olympics over China. I think we got one more gold medal over them, and then that made us win. I think it was the women's basketball team that got the final gold that made us clinch first. We did lose the Paralympic Games by a lot, but whatever, what are you going to do? But the first thing I have here is that the U.S. Women's National Olympic team won gold against Brazil. That match was a very, I mean, for the U.S. to win that match, it was like very, I guess the margins were very slim, because in the playoffs for the final match, the U.S. had only scored their final goals in extra time, like overtime, which meant that like they were just playing 120-minute games up to the final game against Brazil, and Brazil was like knocking their opponents out in regular time. So it was very lucky that Malice Swanson was able to score that goal, and we were able to defend against Brazil for the rest of the game. But that was a really good game. I really liked it. U.S. women's rugby won gold against Australia in a final seconds of the game. A player picked up the ball at the end of the field and just booked it towards the other end of the field, got a try, and then the U.S. ended up beating Australia. That was also really cool to watch. Katie Ledecky, the GOAT of swimming, won 4 medals over the summer. She took home 2 gold medals, a silver, and a bronze. U.S. gymnastics won 3 gold medals, 1 silver medal, and 6 bronze medals. And I'm also going to include Jordan Childs' bronze medal, because I think she deserved her bronze medal, because the I forgot what team it was, Swiss? Might have been Switzerland. I think they did submit their they submitted their like error thing a couple seconds late, and when the U.S. did that, the Olympic Committee didn't let them submit their error, but they did it with the other team that was against the U.S. So I think Jordan Childs deserve her bronze medal. Fencing, U.S. women's fencing won its first team gold medal in Olympic history, beating Italy 45-39. And in fencing also, Lee Kiefer won an individual gold, and then Lauren Scruggs won silver. Those are both individual fencing matches. And then we get to U.S. women's track and field. They all in total won 15 medals. And Sydney McLaughlin-Levrone won gold and set a new 400-meter hurdles world record. She's just absolutely amazing. And then there's a 4x100-meter relay, which the U.S. also won. And Sha'Carri Richardson finally got her gold medal. And then she also got a silver in the 100-meter dash. It's great to see that she's finally getting justice for what happened to her during the 2021 Olympics in Tokyo, where she was not allowed to compete. And then also the 4x400-meter relay with the woman. That race was not even close, like, whatsoever. I remember watching it, and Sydney McLaughlin-Levrone just took off, and it looked like we were just going to lap maybe the team that was in last. That was really fun to watch, just seeing, like, the final leg of the 4x400. She crossed the finish line with like 10 seconds to spare, I think. You could not see anybody else in the frame. It was absolutely hilarious. A little disappointed in Jamaica for us like dropping out like halfway through the race. They didn't do very good this year in terms of track and field, but what are you gonna do? And the U.S. women's basketball team beat France by 1 point to win the gold medal and then secure the first place first place for the U.S. By 1 point, because that was like the last game that day, I think, was that game. That was a very, that game was like very emotionally taxing. I didn't like that game. It was so close. I guess it was fun to watch, though. Cook and Bacon won silver in the 3-meter springboard diving game. And fun fact about Cookin' Bacon, they have a sponsorship with, put their first names in here. And in wrestling, there were 2 golds, 1 silver, and 1 bronze for women's wrestling. Tara Davis Woodhull won the long jump, got gold by a lot. Valerie Allman won the discus competition, 1 gold. Team USA won silver in artistic swimming. Artistic swimming, fun fact, is honestly one of my favorite Olympic games to watch. It's just so interesting how creative the teams get to be with their shows. And they had a Michael Jackson show, and it was really cool. They did, like, moonwalking underwater. I really liked their show. I think China might have gotten in first, and then either, I think Italy got in third. But I really liked Mexico's entire show, too. They looked like they were having fun with it. And I really hope that in the future, they hosted the World Championship last year for artistic swimming. And there are a lot of fans there from Mexico just to watch artistic swimming. So I really hope that in the future they're able to get on the podium, because they looked like they were having fun. They looked really creative. And I liked their techniques were fine. I didn't like the judging for the artistic swimming. I think they were just very, very strict. Well, I guess you have to be with the Olympics, but it was just, they were just like sucking the fun out of everything. But yeah, that's just my opinion. 3x3 basketball, 1 bronze. Cameron Brink got injured earlier this year. She tore her ACL, and she's usually on the 3x3 Olympic team, or she would have been on the 3x3 Olympic team. I'm not a clairvoyant or anything, but I think that if she was on the team, they would have gotten gold. But they did medal. They got bronze, so that's pretty good. Jennifer Valente won cycling track omnium for the first time in USA Olympic history. She won gold for that, so that's also a very interesting race to watch. You just bike in a circle with a really aerodynamic helmet on. That's pretty cool. And then Christine Faulkner, who was originally a substitute in the women's road race. The original woman that was supposed to bike got sick, I think. So she had to step in her place. And she ended up winning the whole race. She got gold. That's also, I think, one of the first in U.S. history. And then the women's team also won the cycling team pursuit, which is where you just cycle one in front of the other in like a line, I believe. We also won, well, Caroline Marks won gold in surfing. That was the only surfing medal we won, but good thing it was gold. And that was actually most of the wins that we got during the summer. But it's not all of the sports, but it's most of the main sports that I could find without having to dig so deep. Because I was tired yesterday, y'all. I was really tired. But yeah, and then out of the 40 medals that the USA won, women won 26 out of 40 of them. More than half of the gold medals. So that just shows you that, I don't know, women are great. Women are amazing. They're really good at sports. And then also, everybody also watches women's sports. That's also a fact. The crowds were full. The stadiums were full. In the earlier stages of the soccer matches, if you watch those games, you could tell the stadiums were not full, but that was only because they were not playing in Paris. They were playing, south of France, north of France, south of France, north of Paris. They were just not in Paris until you get to the playoffs. So that was the reason why they were playing in Marseille. I think they were playing in Nice as well. But once you got to the finals, the stadium started to get packed and stuff. So that was really cool. That's crazy. We did this in, 10 minutes? Okay, that's cool. So I can talk about more stuff. But before that, I'm going to get to a little break. And I will be back shortly.
Are you in? interested in sponsoring this or any other hour of KDVS programming? If you or your business would like to know more about sponsoring KDVS programming, you can contact the KDVS Underwriting Department at underwriting@kdvs.org.
I'm back. It was really short. Just one ad today. It is time to talk about the retirements that happened this summer. And the first one I have here is Alex Morgan. This happened a couple weeks ago. I remember I was laying in bed and I woke up and I got a notification from like the US soccer app and it was like, "Thank you, Alex Morgan." And I was like, "Oh, what happened? I wonder what happened." And then I go on like Instagram and it's like Alex Morgan is retiring and I'm like, "Oh my god." And I let out like a blood curdling scream. And then my roommate DJ Ouija was like, "Oh, did you see that Alex Morgan is retiring?" And I was like, "Yeah, I am." I low key cried about it. And then her final game was a couple weeks ago. She announced that she's retiring. She also announced that she is pregnant. And what else did she announce? There's a third thing. Oh, I forgot what the third thing was. But she will still be attending games as a fan, and she is working on investing in women's sports in her future. So that's great that she is still going to be adding. She did so much for the sport and so much for women's soccer, and she had a global impact on women's soccer. So I hope that her retirement is good. Another retirement that happened on that day was Sinead O'Farrelly. No, just Sinead Farrelly. I don't know why I put the O in front of that. She retired also because she has post-concussive syndrome. She was in a car accident. She had concussions during her career. She even mentioned at one point she couldn't see out of one of her eyes when she was at practice, so she had to be hospitalized. Couldn't stand up. She just feels so faint, so she just had to... just felt like it was right to retire medically. And she also did a lot for at least the NWSL. She is one of the players that called out the sexual assault that was happening from the Portland Thorns in 2016. And she was able to add more rules and regulations on what coaches could where coaches could be with players and just new rules in the NWSL. She's the reason why the NWSL is what it is today. So we have to thank her as well. But she had the same retirement. Alex Morgan's retirement game was the same day as Sinead Farrelly's like retirement ceremony because she's not playing anymore. But another player that had her last game on that day was also Kelly O'Hara. She announced that she was retiring like earlier this week. She was supposed to retire like this year, like her final. This would be her final season. But earlier this week, she got put onto the season-ending injury list, and she said that she rode it until the wheels fell off. She also had a very great career with the U.S. Women's National Team. She won 2 World Cups, and I think she won. Olympics. Yeah, I think she won an Olympics. She's actually one of the players that I gravitated towards during my first Women's World Cup watch, which was in 2015. She was just a really good player. I'm gutted that I didn't see her get to play with Gotham. She was on the substitute list, but they never put her into the game, which sucks, but what are you gonna do? It sucks that it had to end this way. But at least she'll be retiring with Alex Morgan, who is one of her good buddies. And then, aside from soccer, we have some basketball retirements. Diana Taurasi, who has been playing since 2004, which, fun fact, was the year I was born, she's retiring this year. Her career is as old as I am, and after the playoffs, she made it to the playoffs. Her team, the Phoenix Mercury, they made it to the playoffs. But she will be retiring as either when they get knocked out or when they win the finals. But yeah, she just has so, she has a in a historic she had an historic what's wrong with me she had a historic basketball legacy. She played with she played at UConn, won championships with them. Then she went to the Phoenix Mercury. She played with them her entire career, I believe. And she's been to, I believe, 4 Olympics and won gold in every single one of them with the U.S. women's basketball team. So congratulations to her on her career and her retirement. This one's kind of bittersweet. Sucks to see that someone that's been in the league so long, she's like going to retire. She'll be a legend in the game, but it sucks that she has to retire. However, this leaves more room for rookies to join the WNBA, since a lot of legacy players will be retiring. And I think the final retirement I have on this list will be Laishia Clarendon, who is the first openly transgender and non-binary player to play in the WNBA. They played with the LA Sparks, and I recently got into the LA Sparks because Cameron Brink got drafted to that team, and if you do not know, she is my favorite player. But they also played with the New York Liberty and one other team. I forget what team they played with, but yeah, they ended their career at the LA Sparks. They did not have a good season. The Sparks did not have a good season this year. They were just plagued with injuries. And every game, they just came so close to winning, but they just could never make the push to the end. But Laishia Clarendon they represented a lot during the game in the WNBA, making more non-binary and transgender, maybe teens, to realize that they can be playing sports. They can play sports, and they can do whatever they please, and they can do it at the professional level as well. So I wish them luck in their retirement. No other ad breaks, so I guess I could go to recent activities. So now we are going into the WNBA playoffs. So right now, it's the New York Liberty versus the Atlanta Dream, Seattle Storm versus the Las Vegas Aces, the Phoenix Mercury versus the Minnesota Lynx, and the Indiana Fever versus the Connecticut Sun. Starting with the New York versus Atlanta game, the Liberty just completely washed the Atlanta Dream. Atlanta did beat them earlier this week to clinch that spot into the playoffs. I think the Liberty just, they didn't put in any of their like big players because they already placed first. They quote unquote won the league if you are a European football fan. But they did just completely pummel the Atlanta Dream. And there are at least two more games left. I predict that the Liberty will win both games and then go on to the next round. The Las Vegas Aces beat the Seattle Storm by a pretty good margin. That was also a pretty good game. Asia Wilson, she won the MVP not only for the Olympic team, but also for the WNBA. She's just absolutely crazy. She's just averaging, I feel like she's averaging a double-double every game she goes. And like, she's had multiple 30-point games this season. It's just insane to see her stats and watch her play. Yeah, she really was deserving of the MVP this year and maybe last year, but I don't control the speed at which lobsters die. The Phoenix Mercury lost to the Minnesota Lynx very narrowly, which gives me hope that Phoenix can win at least a couple games against the Minnesota Lynx, so then Diana Taurasi's career could be extended, and hopefully she could go into the finals. But the Lynx are a very good team this year. They beat the Liberty a couple times, which they're my hometown team, so that kind of was a little awful. I remember there was one day where the Liberty, the Mets, and then I think who else lost? Dallas, the Dallas Cowboys lost all in one day. That was pretty, that was actually really funny. And then the final game is the Indiana Fever versus Connecticut Sun. Connecticut beat Indiana by a lot. Caitlin Clark also won Rookie of the Year. I think it was unanimous. But yeah, I think it was between her and Angel Reese. But Angel Reese did get injured over the summer. She hurt her wrist and needed to have surgery. So that would end her season. And also the Chicago Sky, they were pretty close to getting a playoff spot. But the only thing Atlanta had to do was win the game against the Liberty last week in order to clinch the playoff spot. And then they did that, so they were automatically out. But I do think Angel Reese had a very good rookie season. She had the rebound record. And a lot of people are like, oh, she's catching her own rebound, so it doesn't count. That's the defense's fault on the other team, because if they know that she's going to try to catch her own rebound, they should try to at least get the ball back, but they can't because Angel Reese is just catching it. So that just shows how good she is against other defenses. Yeah, a lot of the people criticizing Angel Reese don't know a lot about basketball, but I digress. And then let's head into the NWSL before I get off the show, because I have 5 minutes left. Four NWSL teams made playoffs. The Orlando Pride, the Washington Spirit, the New Jersey / New York Gotham, and Kansas City Current. New Jersey, New York, and I guess the Gotham and the Current made their, like, they made the playoffs this weekend. I just found out that Kansas City made the playoffs like maybe half an hour ago. They tied with Orlando this weekend, I think. Or was that the week before? I forget. But they had, that was a highly coveted game, but that was tied 0-0. And then the Gotham beat the Utah Royals by from 1-0. The New Jersey, New York Gotham beat Utah Royals 1-0, and that made them clinch the spot. Then they're like, they are like really good with merch, and they made like, I don't believe in like, hey, we made it to the playoffs merch. I believe in, hey, we made it to the finals merch. I remember having like a Mets shirt where they made it to the playoffs. And they didn't win the world. They made it to the World Series, but they did not win the World Series. And that was just like a little painful to wear after they lost the World Series. It was kind of funny, actually. But yeah, the Bats beat the Royals, who got Chloe Lacasse, who was on the Arsenal in England last season. And she's made a very big impact on the... she's made a very big impact on the team so far. And they've been winning games. They're not in last anymore. The Houston Dash are actually in last, which is frustrating to watch with all the signings they have and all the good players they have. But their like main head coach is out with an illness. And then their interim coach is not doing the best right now. They have a lot of management problems. And I hope that things get better for them. I don't think they will make it to the playoffs, but hopefully on the offseason they're able to restructure their management so next season they could do a lot better. And then also the WSL in England started over the weekend. My team, the Arsenal, tied 2-2 with Manchester City with goals from Frida Leonardson-Manum and Beth Mead, who I predicted would score. Actually, I think everybody predicted she would score this game. She is on a like start of season goal streak right now. She's never not scored in the first game of the season. And then the two other one was former Arsenal player Viviana Miedema, which kind of stung. That was kind of funny though. And then Jess Park, who got the second goal against Arsenal. I have like a minute and a half left. Let's see.
Take your time.
The Frauen Bundesliga, the German league, has also started. Bayern Munich is doing pretty good. Georgia Stanway, who's on the Lioness, has had a goal. Pernil Harder had a hat trick over the weekend. And then the Brazil league, I don't think it ended last week. However, I think mathematically, Corinthians did end up winning the league, which is really, it's actually crazy that you can mathematically win the league before a league can even end. Let me just check that real quick, fact check that real quick. Brazil Women's Football League. Corinthians beat Sao Paulo 2-0 on Sunday. Yeah. Is it even over? Are the match games even over? Oh, I guess the games are over. Corinthians, they beat them, and that was like the final. I guess there was a final, like some sort of tournament, and they beat them on an aggregate of 5-1. So that's pretty cool. And that's what's happening around the world in women's sports. So I will be back next week at the same time, 9 to 9:30. You could listen to that if you'd like. But next we have Ride the Musical Waves with DJ Sagebrush. And if you would like, I will see you next week. Goodbye.
KDVS 90.3 FM, Davis.